Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Web Application Security. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Applying Cybersecurity Practices in the Cybersecurity Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the OWASP Top 10 Vulnerabilities, the implications of these vulnerabilities on front-end development, and best practices for mitigating risks. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify common web application security vulnerabilities and understand how to implement strategies to enhance security in your applications. Main content: OWASP Top 10 Vulnerabilities. The Open Web Application Security Project, OWASP, is a non-profit organization focused on improving the security of software. One of their most significant contributions is the list of the top 10 vulnerabilities that commonly affect web applications. Understanding these vulnerabilities is crucial for any developer, especially those working in finance and fintech, where sensitive financial data is often at risk. Injection. This vulnerability occurs when an attacker sends untrusted data to an interpreter. Common examples include SQL injection, where malicious SQL code is executed in a database, potentially exposing sensitive data. Broken authentication. This vulnerability arises from flaws in the authentication process. If attackers can compromise user credentials, they can gain unauthorized access to systems. Implementing robust authentication mechanisms, like multi-factor authentication, can help mitigate this risk. Sensitive data exposure. Applications that do not properly protect sensitive data, such as credit card numbers or personal information, can lead to data breaches. Encrypting sensitive data both in transit and at rest is essential for protecting user information. XML external entities, XXE. This vulnerability happens when an application processes XML input containing a reference to an external entity. Attackers can exploit this to access confidential data or execute commands on the server. Broken access control. If an application fails to enforce proper restrictions on what authenticated users can do, it can lead to unauthorized actions. Implementing role-based access control can help address this issue. Security misconfiguration. Poorly configured security settings can leave applications vulnerable. Regularly reviewing and updating configurations is vital to maintaining a secure environment. Cross-site scripting, XSS. This occurs when an attacker injects malicious scripts into content that other users will view. Preventing XSS involves proper input validation and output encoding. Insecure deserialization. This vulnerability can result in remote code execution or other attacks when untrusted data is deserialized. Avoiding serialization of sensitive objects and validating data thoroughly can mitigate the risks. Using components with known vulnerabilities. Many applications use third-party libraries or components. If these components have known vulnerabilities, they can compromise the entire application. Keeping components updated and monitoring for vulnerabilities is crucial. Insufficient logging and monitoring. Without proper logging and monitoring, attacks can go unnoticed, resulting in extensive damage. Implementing comprehensive logging practices and monitoring systems for suspicious activities is essential. Implications of vulnerabilities on front-end development. Understanding how these vulnerabilities manifest in front-end development is critical, especially in the finance and fintech sectors. For instance, a poorly implemented authentication mechanism can lead to unauthorized transactions or data leaks. Developers must recognize that front-end applications communicate with back-end servers and databases, making them vulnerable to the same threats. When developing user interfaces, it's vital to validate and sanitize inputs to prevent injection attacks. Additionally, implement secure session management practices, like using secure and HTTP-only cookies, to protect user sessions from XSS attacks. Educating users about security best practices, such as recognizing phishing attempts, also plays a vital role in front-end security. Engaging users through effective UI/UX design can lead to more secure interactions with applications. Best practices for mitigating risks. To effectively mitigate the risks associated with web application vulnerabilities, developers should adopt a proactive approach. Here are some best practices, regular security audits, conduct periodic security assessments and audits to identify any vulnerabilities within your applications. Utilize automated tools alongside manual reviews for comprehensive coverage. Secure coding practices. Train development teams on secure coding techniques, ensuring they understand how to avoid common pitfalls that lead to vulnerabilities. Use of frameworks. Leverage modern web frameworks that come with built-in security features, such as input validation and protection against XSS. These frameworks can significantly reduce the attack surface of your applications. Patch management. Stay updated with security patches and updates for all software components used in your applications. This includes libraries, frameworks, and server software. Incident response plan. Develop an incident response plan to ensure you're prepared to respond to security breaches swiftly and effectively. This plan should outline steps for containment, eradication, and recovery. Implementing these best practices not only secures your applications but also builds customer trust, which is essential in the finance and fintech industry. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the OWASP Top 10 vulnerabilities, discussed their implications on front-end development, and reviewed best practices for mitigating risks in web applications. By understanding these vulnerabilities and implementing security measures, you can enhance the overall security of your applications and protect sensitive user data. As you advance in your journey through this course, remember that cybersecurity is not just a technical challenge, it's a critical business concern, especially in finance and fintech. Reflection questions: how would you apply the knowledge of OWASP Top 10 vulnerabilities to enhance the security of a web application you are developing? In what ways can you educate your users about potential security risks while using your application? What steps will you take to ensure that your development process incorporates regular security audits and best practices?